This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Catalent will lay off another 130 positions at its Bloomington operation in what it calls a difficult but necessary decision that follows a major acquisition announcement and several rounds of layoffs since the pandemic. The contract pharmaceutical maker told Inside Indiana Business on Thursday the eliminated roles include currently filled positions as well as open positions. The New Jersey-based company announced in February that Novo Holdings was acquiring it in a $16.5 billion deal with plans to sell the Bloomington plant to subsidiary Novo Nordisk. Catalent will operate as normal until the deal closes, which is expected at the end of the year. During the pandemic, Catalent ramped up its operations to meet the demand for COVID-19 vaccines and boosters, resulting in the hiring of hundreds of workers for an expected expansion and investment. However, the company has instead held layoffs, including a round of about 400 workers in December 2022 and another 150 in June 2023. The University of St. Francis on Thursday announced Lance Ritchie as its next president. Ritchie has been serving in the role on an interim basis since last May, about a month after former president Reverend Eric Zimmer announced plans to step down. Ritchie is a professor of theology at USF and served as vice president for academic affairs from April 2018 to May 2023, when he became interim president. The Indiana State Board of Animal Health announced Thursday it is launching a new division to help combat the threat of avian flu upon the state's poultry industry. The Avian Health Division will begin April 1st, led by Maria Cooper, a senior planning director who has overseen field veterinarians and led disease containment for the state agency. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The first and second rounds of the NCAA men's basketball tournament might not be the most prominent of dozens of events on the year's conventions and sports calendar in Indianapolis, but local leaders consider the event a staple in the city's hosting diet.
The games, which tip off Friday afternoon, are expected to generate $14 million for the Indianapolis economy. This year's games at Gainbridge Fieldhouse are expected to be of particular interest to local fans, as Purdue University is one of the eight teams making the trip. First round games in Indianapolis will be played in two sessions on Friday afternoon and Friday night, with two games in each session. Two second round games will be played in a third session on Sunday. Dan Gliot with the Indiana Sports Corps said the fantastic mix of teams that also includes a high-ranked Marquette team as well as Colorado, Florida, and Texas Christian University will elevate spectator interest in traveling to Indianapolis. Tickets for this weekend's basketball games in the city have been scooped up over the past several days. Currently, tickets are only available through resale either on Ticketmaster or on sites like StubHub. This year's NCAA tournament in Indianapolis will also offer a new fan zone on Bicentennial Unity Plaza, featuring music, food, and games of knockout on the basketball court. The event is free and open to the public, and it's expected to play a role in driving traffic downtown, particularly for local Purdue fans, whether or not they have tickets to the games. Enyola Lunge, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
NextStar Media Group has announced that next week's debate featuring the top four Republican candidates for governor will be broadcast on all of its stations across Indiana. The March 26 debate will originate from the Fox 59 studios in Indianapolis. The debate, scheduled for 7 to 8 p.m., will feature U.S. Senator Mike Braun, former Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, and Fort Wayne businessman Eric Doden. Former Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill and political newcomer Jamie Reitenauer will not be part of the debate, which is determined by polling numbers and other campaign criteria, including fundraising numbers. You can view the full list of stations broadcasting the debate at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.